Bond has been set at $1 million for an Akron man charged in a deadly Canton shooting. 30-year-old Daquan Rucker was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court on a murder charge in the Sunday night death of 51-year-old Richard Poole. A status conference is scheduled for Friday. Police say Poole was found shot inside an apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast and later died at Mercy Hospital. Police are searching for a second suspect, 45-year-old Larry Grimes of Canton. A Canton man is dead after a crash in northern Tuscarawas County Tuesday night. The Highway Patrol says 53-year-old Jeffrey Nur was southbound on State Route 93 in Franklin Township when he failed to stop at the intersection of Route 250 and collided with a tanker truck just before 11:45. Nur was pronounced dead at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt, and impairment is believed to be a factor. The truck driver was not injured. The crash is under investigation. Unemployment rates are falling across Stark County and much of Northeast Ohio. According to Ohio Job and Family Services, Stark County's April jobless rate came in at 3.3%, down from 4.2% in March and below last year's level of 5.2%. Mahoning County reported 4.4%, while Carroll and Columbiana counties were both at 3.4%, and Portage County dropped to 3.2%. Ohio's unemployment figure declined to 3.9%. The Stark County Board of Elections has certified the results of the May 5th primary. Turnout of 62,522 voters was 25.6%, more than double the turnout of last May's primary. No results were changed, and no races fell within the half-percent margin to trigger an automatic recount. The board will meet June 5th to certify the post-election audit of a randomly selected race and polling locations. Massillon city officials are moving ahead with proposed zoning rules that would allow data centers to operate within the city. During a Tuesday work session, City Council reviewed legislation that would classify smaller facilities under light industrial zoning and larger ones as heavy industrial. The Independent reports the plan also requires utilities such as water, power, and wastewater to be verified before approval. Council is expected to take up the issue again at its Monday meeting. An Akron man has been sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison in connection with a fentanyl overdose death in Ravenna. 43-year-old Gene Hill pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and drug trafficking. Prosecutors say he supplied the fentanyl that killed 31-year-old Tyrese Luttrell in January 2024. Luttrell was found overdosing at his home, was treated by first responders, but died 2 days later. The judge handed down the sentence in Portage County Common Pleas Court. A mobile home fire in Smith Township is under investigation after breaking out Tuesday morning. Firefighters from Sebring and Alliance were called just before 9 to the 9500 block of Bandy Road. Officials say the person inside escaped before fire crews arrived. Flames reached the roof, but most of the damage was contained inside the home. Youngstown police are investigating a deadly shooting on the city's south side. Officers were called just before 2 a.m. today to the 900 block of East Dewey Avenue, where they found one person shot. Multiple police units were on scene, and crime scene tape surrounded a home as investigators searched inside and out. Police say no arrests have been made, but several people were detained for questioning. Austintown police have released details of a fatal shooting May 13th. 30-year-old Zachary Fisher was shot to death in the so-called domestic incident at New Road and Lori Drive. WKBN-TV reports police say a vehicle Fisher was driving was involved in a crash with a car driven by his ex-girlfriend. After the collision, Fisher reportedly exited his vehicle with a gun and got into a physical altercation with a woman. A male passenger in her car fired once, striking Fisher. He later died at St. Elizabeth Health Center. The incident is being considered a case of self-defense, but remains under investigation. A federal judge in Youngstown has sentenced a former Austintown Rehabilitation Center owner to prison after finding he violated the terms of his supervised release. 45-year-old Ryan Sheridan received an 18-month sentence Tuesday after admitting to multiple violations. He will also serve an additional 18 months on supervision after release, with the first 90 days under electronic tracking. Sheridan previously served time in a federal health care fraud case involving the former Breaking Point Recovery Center. A Youngstown man convicted in a child rape case will spend at least 6 years in prison. 36-year-old Chad Skofinski was sentenced Tuesday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court after pleading guilty last month to a first-degree felony rape charge involving a victim under 13. As part of a plea deal, more serious charges that could have brought mandatory life sentences were dropped. Skofinski must also register as a Tier 3 sex offender for life and will be on probation for 5 years after release. A federal lawsuit filed by a Warren woman charged after a 2023 miscarriage continues to move through the court system. Brittany Watts sued Bon Secours Mercy Health, medical staff, and the city of Warren after she was charged with abuse of a corpse, though a grand jury later declined to indict her. Court filings show depositions are now being scheduled, with one slated for today. Watts is seeking to add a medical negligence claim to the case. A Southington woman is facing felony charges, accused of posting explicit images of another woman on social media. 23-year-old Sierra Thomas was arraigned Tuesday after being arrested this week on charges filed in 2024. Brookfield police say the case involves Snapchat posts of sexual images, some allegedly taken when the victim was 17. Thomas also faces misdemeanor charges. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.